You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Apex Union clinical perfusionists plan to strike in Auckland this week over the government's pay freeze for high earners. As perfusionists are specialist medical machinery operators, public concern came over the limited number of perfusionists available during surgery. Omar Hamid, an advocate for the group, spoke with Charlie about the aims of the strike and why the public should not fear health worker strikes. Charlie started by asking what the strike is hoping to achieve.
Perfusionists have given notice of strike action on the 3rd and the 2nd and the 3rd of December. Further strike notices will go in for the 13th of December, and there will be further strikes notified for the 14th of December as well.
What are these strikes hoping to achieve?
Perfusionists, they are health professionals who operate cardiac bypass machines. So when patients are having surgery on their heart, typically they will need their blood to be circulated and oxygenated artificially. And so there are two different machines that perfusionists use to achieve that. One is the cardiac bypass machine, and the second is the ECMO machine, which is the extracorporeal membrane oxygenation system. And all surgery on the heart requires perfusionists to be in theatre circulating and oxygenating the blood to allow the surgeons to work on the heart and uninterrupted by the blood and to keep those patients alive. So perfusionists are highly trained, highly skilled health professionals who operate in these cardiothoracic surgical teams around New Zealand, and we have 20 of them at Auckland Hospital. And you may remember the government's public sector pay freeze for high earners. Now, they have all been affected by that, so the majority of them will not receive a pay rise this year because of the government's pay freeze. We understand what the government is trying to do with lifting low-income earners. But what we are saying is that we think a sensible compromise is for Auckland DHB to raise the employer contributions to our members' KiwiSavers schemes in stages from 3%, which is the minimum employer contribution, to 6%, which would be about half of what Australian perfusionists or all Australian employees get from Australian employers.
So this isn't a direct salary benefit, this is sort of a future KiwiSaver.
Yeah, so the Public Service Commission has this pay freeze policy for those earning over $100,000, which are the majority of our perfusionists, but they also have a policy of consistency in the public sector. Now, we know that some medical professionals already get 6% superannuation, for example, senior medical officers. Other parts of the public sector, so firefighters get 6% superannuation. Police officers get employer contributions around about 12%. Academics at universities get contributions from their employers around about 5.5%. And when Michael Cullen brought in the KiwiSaver Act, the original intention was to lift both employee and employer contributions in stages up to 4%. Now, that has never happened, but we think there are really good benefits to society at large in terms of increasing employer contributions to our members' KiwiSaver accounts. One is it helps first home buyers, and we know that our younger members who are newer to the profession are struggling to put together deposits to buy their first home. And second, we know that we want to attract health professionals from overseas. Currently, the KiwiSaver Act prevents health professionals who are on work visas from joining KiwiSaver and getting an employer contribution to their KiwiSaver scheme. Our compromise would allow employers to contribute to alternative superannuation schemes for migrant workers. And thirdly, New Zealand has one of the lowest rates of retirement savings in the OECD. We know that people are living longer and expecting a more comfortable retirement. Increasing both employee and employer contributions to KiwiSaver is one of the ways to do that.
So it sounds like there's definitely a lot of benefits to the perfusionists. I think where people's concerns come in is obviously they're highly trained professionals and there's only a certain amount of people who can do this during heart surgeries. So when people might be missing out on surgeries on the strike days, what would you have to say to them?
So if we take a step back for a second, all strike action in the health sector involves a conflict between two fundamental rights. So one is the right of workers to take strike action, and the second is the right of New Zealanders to access free public health care. And related to that is their right to life and preservation of their life. How those the conflict between those two rights are managed in the health sector is through a process whereby we as the union and the employer, in this case Auckland District Health Board, every time a strike notice is issued, we are required to work through together and agree life-preserving services. So for perfusionists, we supply, every time our members are on strike, the elective work stops. So that's the operations which can be delayed are delayed, but we supply four perfusionists over the course of the strike action who are on immediate standby for any urgent emergency work. So if someone's heart, there is an aortic dissection, for example, a perfusionist is immediately available to assist with that. And as well as, so perfusionists at Auckland DHB are the only perfusionists in the country who work with paediatric patients. If there are paediatric patients that need emergency surgery during a strike, they are provided the life-preserving care that they need by our members. And perfusionists at Auckland DHB also operate the National Transplant Service. So you need perfusionists to oxygenate and circulate blood through donor hearts, lungs, and livers. And we continue to supply perfusionists to allow the National Transplant Service to get hearts, lungs, and livers from donors to donees. So that's how we manage that conflict. And it is a conflict between our members' right to take strike action and the public's right to healthcare. In the end, no health professional wants to be taking industrial action, but circumstances of the government's pay freeze and the negotiating position of the DHB has left us with no choice but to take this last resort action and try and shift their position as our members' fundamental right.
That was Apex perfusionist advocate Omar Hamid speaking with Charlie about their upcoming strike.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.